All right. Hello, friends. I don't even know what episode this is. I hope I can record and not be in this app at the same time. Okay, okay. Perfect. I'm driving again. So if I, like, pause randomly, it's because the GPS is talking, because I literally don't know where I am. I'm in Westport, and I've never been here before. And the sun is in my eyes. Is this a turn? No. I missed multiple turns today. Multiple turns. What do you mean? What do you mean? Oh, here, okay. Oh, this person is, what the fuck? All the roads here are weird as shit. Everyone drives here weird as shit. Feels like you're not actually in Connecticut. Oh my god, what the fuck? Compo Road, bitch. What the fuck? I'm an idiot. Because I'm, like, following this car that's going into this condo complex. And I'm like, where am I going? Not, obviously not in there. Oh my god, I'm so dumb. Anyway, I feel like I always end up doing a podcast when I'm on my way home from dinner with Evan. And that's exactly where I'm coming from. Dinner with, oh, look at all those people biking. Like, they're enjoying their summer. Like me. Just kidding. I'm enjoying my summer. Just not as much as, I guess, you, like, used to when you were in high school and you didn't fucking work and you could just do whatever the fuck you wanted. But it's fine. Totally fine. Totally fine. Totally fine. I'm making some money. I gave Evan his Fosta pasta, finally, for anyone who has been following that journey. He finally received it, so that's fucking cool. I have, like, a 45-minute drive home. That's fun, just driving through fucking nowhere. I'm not even gonna say nowhere Westport, because it's just, like, super nice here. Like, holy fuck, shook to the core that you go, like, I don't think it's, like, called downtown. I don't know. Like, there's a part of Westport that's, like, there's an Urban Outfitters there, and it's, like, not a mall, you know? Like, it's that nice. There's, like, Vineyard Vines. There's, like, Brooks Brothers. Evan said there's two Brooks Brothers. Like, that's when you know. And, like, this is the epitome of rich. And I hope this isn't offensive to anyone, but this is just what I think. If you're an older woman, like, you have white hair, like, you're a little older, maybe in your 70s, but you have white hair, but your skin looks like you're 60, and you're showing off your shoulders, you're rich as fuck. If you're older and you're showing off your shoulders, then you're rich as fuck. And that's no tea or anything. That just is a sign of, you know, rich. Saw that here and was like, that is what being rich is like. Being older and showing off your shoulders is all I'm saying. Yeah. I paid fucking $7 for an ice cream. $7. I think that's a lot. That's definitely a lot. I don't know. Like, I'm not even gonna mention fucking Sweet Claude's, you know? Cause, like, yo, do they have a stop sign right? Yeah, okay. Cause, like, fuck Sweet Claude's. But, like, Wentworth, I don't think an ice cream there is set. But I also got, like, the fancy cone. I was being a brat. And I got the fucking, like, the chocolate dipped cone with, like, the crunchies on it. That's what I got, and that shit was $7 fucking, and I didn't even get, like, toppings already. $7? That's crazy. But anyway, it was nice. Oh my god, this woman's so rich. Holy shit. Also, there's, like, a Maserati fucking dealership here, and I was Evan was driving us to get ice cream, and I was like, oh my god, did you see the Maserati? Like, that's all I said. And he was like, I see Maseratis all the time, like, because, like, he's working up in Fairfield County. And he was just like, it's, like, crazy. Like, I was like, no, like, there's a fucking dealership. And he was like, oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's, I've never seen him. I mean, maybe I have, but not, like, remembered, because, like, I guess I never fucked. Is that the right side of the road? Yes, it is. Okay. Where am I? The only other time I've ever driven, like, in this type of, like, this is definitely where I was. Holy shit. Haley, if you're fucking listening to this, do you remember when we went to the fucking zoo? And, like, we had to go to Chipotle. No tea, but we did. We went to the Chipotle. And we were fucking driving through bumfuck. I think it was here. I think it was Westport. We must have gotten off the Merritt, and we were driving through fucking Westport. And, like, I swear to God, I just got to that stop sign. You know that stop sign where I kept doing the wrong thing? And we went in, like, circles, like, three times? That is where I just was. That's fucking crazy. Actually, it really might not have been the same place, but it did really seem like it. So, yeah. I'm on the merit now. And I don't even remember being this far down on the merit, like, ever. That's not true. I have been, because I've taken it to New York, but usually I'm, like, on 95. Oh, like, there's a little bridge, and it's, like, cuter than the other bridges, because, like, this part of Connecticut is just, like, better. Like, Fairfield County is just, like, money, you know? So it's just, like, you know? Yeah, so I'm seeing Crystalia this weekend, and I'm so fucking excited. I cannot wait. Cannot wait. I listened to one of his podcasts today, and I was just like, I am ready to see him. I'm ready to laugh. He came to Southern once, my freshman year, like, super, like, the beginning of school, like, October, like, the end of September, beginning of October. No, it was definitely, like, the beginning. It was definitely in September. And Haley, Jack, myself, and I think Sir Michael, we all went. And it was, like, I think it was free. A lot of our tickets were free. And then, like, a couple people had to pay, like, $5 or something, which, like, I probably just paid. But it was, like, so, it was so fucking cheap. And he did Man on Fire, but, like, not 100% of what's on the Netflix special. He was, like, testing out his stuff. Like, he was saying that, like, don't record me because, like, this is going to be on the special or whatever. And basically, he did, like, most of Man on Fire. And it was so fucking funny. I was literally crying. Haley's contact fell out. And this is, like, the best, this is the best part about it, was that there was a spider near me, okay? And, like, if anyone knows me, I was not cool with that, but I didn't really care because Crystalia was on. So Crystalia is that funny to me that I will ignore a spider. I also let a spider live last night in my basement. He was, like, kind of big. Like, he was, I mean, no, he was, like, a medium size, or she, I don't know, like, a medium-sized spider. And then she was, like, right by, so Lucy eats her, this is, like, way too much information for everyone, or, like, no one that's even listening to this, but whatever. Lucy eats her wet food upstairs, and then, like, when we used to live in my old house, our basement was finished, so her litter box would be in the basement, but, like, the unfinished side of the basement, and then, like, we would feed her down there, because when she was really, really little, anyone that, like, has ever grown up with a kitten will know that, like, they go fucking insane at night. Like, insane. So when she was little, she would just run up and down the stairs and, like, never stop. So we would just, I mean, there was nothing wrong with it. Like, she was so little, this was so much room for her. But our entire, like, there was a finished set and everything. So we would just, like, put her in the basement. Like, she had food, she had a litter box, she had toys, totally fine. During the nighttime, because if not, no one would have slept because she would just be, like, fucking going crazy. When she got older, they grow out of that because they turn into, you know, cats, and they're not, like, insane anymore, so we don't do that anymore. But she still, like, has the routine of, like, going into the basement to eat her, like, dry food, because if you feed a cat only wet food, which is what she, which is when we adopted her, she was on wet food, so we weren't going to change her diet, but you can't just give them wet food. They need to have, like, the dry food mixed in, otherwise it's, like, not good for their stomach. So we give her dry food at night. And why am I saying this? Oh, I remember. Okay. Wow. So last night I went downstairs to give her food, and she didn't even come downstairs yet, which was fucking weird, because normally she's, like, fucking freaking out and wants her food. But I went down there first because I was going to bed, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go feed you, Lucy. Like, what the fuck you doing, bitch? Get up. Down there, I see this spider, this black spider, you know, chilling by her litter box, and I was like, I don't really like that. But, you know, I don't really feel like doing anything about it, because, like, in our house, we vacuum them, which a lot of people, you know, fucking Miss Coco, freshman year of high school, I still am, like, haunted by this. I said that, and she was like, they can crawl out. And I am still, like, she doesn't even, I don't think she works there anymore, does she? Like, no, she does. Whatever the guy's name left, whatever, it doesn't matter. But that, like, ruined my life for a little bit. I was like, fuck. So, like, my theory of just, like, vacuum, well, my mom's theory, actually, she does that shit. But, like, they can't fucking, like, depends on the vacuum, but, like, that shit fucks them up, okay? And there's no, like, I don't know, there's no, like, oxygen in there. Or not, like, a lot. I think it's fine. They're not crawling out. But that's normally what we do if the spider's too big to just, like, you know, kill. But I wasn't gonna bring the fucking vacuum all the way downstairs to the basement. Like, I wasn't doing it. So I was like, you know what, whatever. And then the spider, like, went on the rug. We had, like, a black rug where her litter box is on. And, like, blended in with the rug anyway. So I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna be able to find him. It's fine. Whatever. I literally had to message 2 different people. I messaged Haley and I messaged Amanda asking them if that spider is gonna come up to my room because I'm so fucking paranoid. Like, why am I like this? Haven't seen him. I'm not home. And if I see his motherfucking face, I would see his whole body, obviously. If I see him, I'm not gonna be happy. Not gonna be happy. And spiders have, like, a vengeance against me. Like, the last couple times I've been around spiders, I say some, like, ignorant shit to them, like, as if they, you know what I'm saying. Like, there, I was on the phone with Haley, and there was a spider on my wall, and I saw it from, like, laying in my bed, so I stood up, and I was, like, making a joke, and I was like, fuck you, spider, I hate you, like, but, like, not talking to myself and the spider, but, like, on the phone with Haley, like, making a joke. And then the fucking bitch-ass spider went behind the mirror, and I couldn't get him until he crawled back out. Well, my mom killed him because I'm a baby, but they have a vengeance. So then yesterday we're sitting on the boat. Was that yesterday? Holy shit. No, it wasn't. 2 days ago, Saturday, Haley and I, because I spend all of my time with her, haha, sitting on the boat, battle watching fireworks, and we look down and there's dead ass a spider at every corner. And I was okay. I was like, you know, I'm gonna sit in the middle, it's fine. And then, like, I don't know, I was like, let's just go sit on the picnic bench, like, fuck these spiders, you know, like, fuck them. We're sitting, and then we're like, no, let's sit at the edge of the dock, that's nice, we'll hang our feet off, it'll be, like, really fun. That guy just stared at me, I bet he thinks I'm on the phone, but no, I'm just talking to myself. But like I said last time, no one cares what I'm doing, so I'm just gonna stop talking about that. We see this big-ass spider on the side of the boat that was, like, definitely pregnant, like, 100% pregnant, like, fucking big-ass spider. And I said some ignorant shit. I was like, yo, fuck you, spider, come over here, bitch, like, don't come over here, like, don't be a bitch, don't come over here, stay in your lane, spider. You know what she did? That motherfucker, and, like, spiders don't, from what I know, why would they leave their web? You know, like, she had a web, like, this was her home, and I wasn't taking her away from her home. I moved away because I'm scared of her. We moved farther away after we saw her and stuff. Like, we weren't antagonizing her. We weren't doing anything. I just verbally said some shit to her, and this bitch understood me, I guess. So she, like, moved all the way over. It was, like, near our feet, and it was, like, big to the point that Haley was like, I'm not sitting near this spider. And, like, Haley is, like, you know, loves animals and shit, so, like, that's how you know it was a big-ass spider. And I didn't even freak out, but I would have if it was, like, if I was enclosed with it. But, like, they have a vengeance for me. Like I think I just had bad luck, but, like, I was literally joking, and I said, I literally said, I hate you, spider, and then it does shit to me, like, fucking stop, I'm the human, I'm bigger than you, don't come near me, which I guess I shouldn't care if they come near me, because, like, I'm bigger, but whatever, I'm scared of spiders, little bitch. Oh my god, if this person hits me, I swear to god, me freaks out when people are just merging into the highway, like, they're not gonna hit me. Well, actually, you never know. People were driving, like, insane in Westport. Like, it was crazy. But maybe it's just, like, the richness of Fairfield County is, like, I don't care. I just have so much money. Frenchtown Road, but we love that. But yeah, I started Riverdale, by the way, people. I think it's good. Evan doesn't think it's... Well, Evan watched the first season, and he was like, it's not that good. And I was like, it's pretty good. I mean, I've seen 4 episodes, and, like, I just really like how fake it is. Like, obviously, it's not a realistic show, like, at all. Like, the way that the characters are portrayed are just, it's so dramatized, and I love it. And, like, all the characters, they're based off of, like, the Archie comic characters, and that's really fucking cool to me. And, like, the first episode, they mentioned Mad Men, like, 3 times. Like, they were, like... So, one of the characters' name is Betty Cooper, and she's, like, blonde, and she, like, literally looks like Betty Draper. And they were, like, saying, like, oh, yeah, they said that she was, like, Betty Draper season 5, which is, like, so funny because that's, like, the season that Betty was fat. And it's, like, it was just a funny reference. It was really good. And, like, I fucking love Mad Men. Like, favorite, what's my favorite show? That's tea. I think I would have to say Mad Men right now because I just watched it, like, completely, like, within the last, like, 4 months. So it's really fresh in my brain. And that show was, like, the writing and, like, the acting was so good. And it was just, like, historically accurate of, like, so many things. Like, you got to see, like, the politics in the show, yet you also got to see, like, the average day man and the average day woman going, not really average day, but, like, the rich people of New York. I don't know. It was really good. That show, I highly suggest it to anyone that hasn't watched it. And even if you think you're not going to like it because you think it's, like, all about business and stuff, it's so good. It's so good that I literally watched it in, like, there's, like, 7 seasons. And I definitely watched it in under a month. Like, definitely. That show is so good. But I also, like, of course, love Breaking Bad. Dexter I loved, but, like, the ending, I can't say I loved that. So I think Mad Men is my favorite show. Because the ending, like, there are things that I would have liked to change about it because that's my opinion. I'm not going to, like, say anything because there are people in my life that I want to watch it. Like, not ruin it for. If anyone's even listening to this. But the ending was good, you know, like, I didn't feel satisfied watching it because I should have waited to finish it. I watched the show too fast, and I remember watching the final episode, like, the season finale of, like, season 7 or season 8, whatever, how many seasons there are, but it was really late at night, and I should have just waited. But I didn't want to because I was being, like, annoying. And I, like, cried. But, it was, like, I don't feel like it's untold. Like, the rest is untold. I feel like they ended it at a good spot. And while, yes, there are things that are untold, obviously, they didn't, like, say, like, some shows end and they'll be, like, so-and-so's doing this and so-and-so, like, it's not like that. It's, like, it's up to your, like, whatever you think is going to happen. But it's not like it ends at a point where, like, something needed to be resolved. Kind of like Dexter. Like, the way Dexter ended, like, I love that show. Dexter, like, I have Dexter pants, okay? I literally have Dexter pajama pants. I have a Dexter mug. Like, I fucking love Dexter. Such a good show. But the ending, I cannot get behind some of the choices that they made as writers. And I don't support a certain character not being with us anymore. And I'm not going to say it because, like, I don't know. I don't want to ruin it for anyone. But the ending sucked. And I liked Lost, too. There's a lot of mixed fucking feelings about Lost. And I feel like because I didn't watch it when it was on TV, because when it was on TV, it was, like, so hyped. Like in high school, in Cheshire High School, there was, like, clubs. There was, like, a club where you would talk about Lost. Like, you can see it. I don't know if it's still there now, but when I was in high school, there was on the doors, they had, like, the Dharma Initiative, like, things on certain, like, doors, like, certain social study doors. And I was told that it was because they used to have, like, meetings about Lost. Like, Lost was, like, it was the show at the time when it was on. Like, everyone was talking about it. So I could see how you could be let down with the ending of Lost because it was so hyped up. But I watched it, I think, my freshman year of high school. Sophomore year of high school? Freshman year? So, like, it was already done, like, way done, I'm pretty sure. It was not on TV anymore. So I, like, surpassed, like, the hype. And I just watched it on my own time and had my own feelings. And, like, social media wasn't into play and all this stuff. So it wasn't really hyped up for me. So for me, the ending wasn't that bad. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't understand the ending. Like, not to throw shade. Like, people I've talked to, like, what I've read about it is different than what a lot of people think or feel about the ending, because you can interpret it any way you want, I guess. But the way that I feel is very different than a lot of people that I know's feelings on the ending, and that's why I don't hate it. So Lost, I think, is a good show for the most part. And I didn't even really like it because of, like, the storyline. I really liked the characters, and that's why, like, I was, like, attached to the characters. Like, John Locke, like, I love him. Like, I was so emotionally invested in his character. Like, his backstory was just so heartbreaking, and, like, I was so attached to that character. I don't know why. And, like, the show was just so cool the way that you learned about all of the characters. It wasn't really about, you know, the fucking smoke monster, like, all that random shit on the island. I just really liked the characters in the show and the development, and that's why I liked the show. And I can totally understand why you may not like it, but I thought it was good. And then I used to love The Walking Dead. Like, loved it. I watched up to season 5 or 6, and last night, actually, when I was waiting for Big Brother to come on, The Walking Dead was playing, and I was watching part of it, and it was, like, what I was watching, like, I hadn't seen nearly, like, I'm gonna ruin this because, like, no one I know watches this, but, like, it was the episode that Glenn dies, and I hadn't seen that, but, like, I'm pretty sure the guy's name's, like, Negan, I don't, that could be wrong, the guy with the bat or whatever, I haven't even seen him. Like, the last fucking thing I saw was, like, the priest, like, that guy. Like, I remember him. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know anything. And I stopped watching it, honestly, because the person I was watching it with, we, like, missed an episode. So we, like, we were, like, gonna watch it together, like, every episode, and we never did. And we never caught back up. So I never caught back up. Like, never did. I just stopped watching it. Kind of because, like, I was kind of losing interest anyway. Like, I don't know, like, after they, like, left the prison, it, like, kind of wasn't good. Like, after the governor and stuff, like, I know that's so far behind for people that still watch it, but I kind of lost interest, and I started watching other things. But a part of me wants to then go back and, like, re-watch it, because I was pretty invested in those characters, too, like, to be honest. I don't know. Like, the what I was watching yesterday, like, I wanted to know what happened after, and I didn't even really, like, know what was going on. So, like, the show, like, I don't know, the writing and the acting isn't bad. I literally just talked about this with Haley. There's only, like, 3 ways that show can end, and it's everyone dies.
They find a cure. Sorry, I'm yawning.
They find a cure, or they, like, build a community, a safe community, and, like, live, like, I don't know, like, the best that they can, you know? I mean, I guess there's obviously, like, you can create your own crazy ending or something, but for the most part, those are, like, the 3, like, given ways that the show's probably gonna end, and I think that's why I lost interest, because it stopped being, like, oh, like, they would find a place, and it'd be good, and then it would turn bad, and they'd have to leave. And, like, I don't know, I was kind of getting bored of it, but now that it's been so long, and I haven't seen it in so long, I would like to, you know, catch up and see what's happened, so maybe I will do that. But Breaking Bad's a great show. I'm currently watching Better Call Saul, like, I'm waiting for the next season. That show is so fucking good. Better Call Saul is so good, so good. I remember watching it, like, when it first came out, like, on TV. Like, right after Breaking Bad ended, and or whenever the fuck, like, a year after, obviously, they had to have time to, like, make the show, but pretty recently after Breaking Bad ended, Better Call Saul came out, and I watched the first couple episodes, and I, not that I couldn't get into it, but, I don't know, I didn't follow it, I stopped watching it, but this year, I started watching it again, and I really got into it. And this was, like, the beginning of the year, maybe it was even the beginning of 2017, and it's so good. Like, it's so reminiscent of Breaking Bad, obviously, but, like, I can't remember his name right now. It's, like, I think it's Rob, like, that could be completely wrong. The actor that plays Saul is so good, and his background story in itself is amazing. And I'm interested in the law, and it's obviously about that. So, like, I really like it. But, like, it's so cool to see the characters that you know so much about before. And, like, I don't know. Obviously, that's, like, what a prequel is. But it's I suggest that if you watched Breaking Bad and you really liked it, you should watch... Why can't I speak English? You should watch Better Call Saul. I can't remember who it was, but someone I was talking to was just watching... Oh, it was my brother. Yeah, it was my brother. He's watching Breaking Bad right now. He should watch Better Call Saul. So fucking good. Oh my god. I don't know what else have I even fucking seen at this point. That was, like, really good. I used to watch a show called The Killing when I was in high school. I watched it. I literally remember the time. It was not the summer before college. It was the summer of 2015, going into senior year. I watched the show The Killing. It was good. Really dark. Really, really dark show. Like, I don't even think it was sunny once because, well, the show is based in Seattle, Washington, so it's, like, gloomy as fuck, but it's like a detective show. But it's not, like, really about the detectives. It is, but the first whole season is about, like, a specific murder about this girl, and it's, like, really involved with, like, the family and stuff. So it's not like SVU, where it's like, oh, look at these fucking detectives, like, go and fucking do this shit. It was about this, like, heart-wrenching murder, and you see what the family is going through, and it, like, you see how invested the detectives are, and it's just, like, it's so dark. And I think that's partially why I stopped watching it. Like, the first season concludes that murder, and the second season's about something else, but it's still, like, it's the same, like, the main detective has her own backstory, and that's, like, kind of what it's about, like, more about, but in the second season, it's just such a dark show, and, like, dark for me has to be really dark. Because I can watch dark. Like, Dexter was dark, but it was still very humorous. Like, Deb was my favorite character in Dexter because she was so funny. Like, so funny. Like, she brought so much humor to that show and just, like, vulgarity. And, like, is that even a word? Like, vulgarity? Like, being vulgar. Like, she was so vulgar and I loved it. She's so fucking funny. And while Dexter was so dark, the humor makes it, like, you get the darkness and you get... you know, like, the drama and the humor, and, like, it's everything, and it was, like, filmed in Miami, and it was just so, like, aesthetically pleasing to watch. Same with Breaking Bad was so dark, too, but it was, I don't know, it was more, like, drama, and, like, there was humor in that, too. It was, like, Saul Goodman is just, like, hilarious, like, the whole character, like, that, and it was filmed in New Mexico, which is just, like, a pop of color, like, it's just, like, aesthetically pleasing to look, to watch, also. The Killing, in filming that in Seattle, where there are nice days there, but the entire show is just, like, gloomy and rainy and dark and sad, and everyone's crying, and I couldn't get through the second season. I really couldn't. And that's, like, big for me to not be able to get through it. So, yeah. Like, Riverdale seems dark, too, but it's also, like... like, cinematically wise, really different. Like, they shoot it in a way that it's, like, I don't want to say fantasy world, but when I watch it, I don't feel like I'm watching, like, real lives. Like, it's evident that these are, like, characters from a comic book. And that's why it's so cool. It's, like, the comics coming to life with this, like, crazy, intense, like, dramatic story. Like, the names of the characters are just obviously, like, not fucking, like, a normal person name. Almost like Pretty Little Liars, but better. Like, the way that the show is shot and, like, the scenes and, like, the place that they go is just more aesthetically pleasing to look at. And, like, Pretty Little Liars is borderline, like, realistic. Like, but not really at all at the same time. You know? I think it's good, whatever you say, it's good. Love Archie so much. Love him. Great. I didn't even mean to record this long. I just went on a fucking tangent about TV shows. And, like, I want to see... I can never pronounce it right. Is it like Hereditary, Heredity, whatever the fuck, that fucking horror movie. I want to see it so bad, but I'm scared it's going to give me nightmares because I'm a bitch. And like the Insidiouses or Insidiae, however you want to say it, like all the Insidious movies, except for the third one and the end of the fourth. Fuck the end of the fourth movie. The Last Key are so good. And when I saw the first one, I was like pretty young. Like I was in middle school. It was like seventh grade. So it was really scary to me. But the second one, I wanted like answers from the first movie. So I sat through that movie like a rock. Like literally like a rock. Like didn't faze me at all. The second Insidious is so fucking good. It's like one of my favorite movies of all time. So good. Which is like no one's favorite movie is a horror movie. But a lot of my favorite movies are horror movies. Like The Visit. If I think that's what it's called. The one with like they go and visit their grandparents. That movie is so fucking good. Okay? It is so good. It is so funny. And that's the best type of horror movie. One that's like low-key scary, but also hilarious. That movie was hilarious. I loved it. 10 out of 10. Another movie that was really good. I was thinking about this morning. The Cabin in the Woods. That movie was so cool. I know a lot of people hated it, but I really liked it. Like, the way that you saw, like, it was kind of like they were in a simulation, I guess. Well, they were. But, like, you saw the people, like, in the office. And, like, that movie was really good. Like, I don't know how you can hate that movie. Like, and Evil Dead, like, the remake. Holy shit. That is such a good movie, too. But, I don't know. I really like horror movies for some reason. Even though I'm, like, a little bitch about them and I think there's ghosts in my house, but I'll still go see a horror movie. It's fine. I want to see Ocean's 8 too. And I want to see Tag because I have to support John Hamm. But it's so hard to go to the movies. I sound like such an adult. It really is. It's so hard to go. Like, it's so expensive and, like, you feel bad, like, if you're not going on, like, a Tuesday, you know, because it's, like, cheap. I have movie, like, theater, like, gift cards and stuff. The last movie I saw in theaters was Insidious 4, which was in December or January or something. Like, I don't really go to the movies, but I used to more. And, like when I couldn't, when we couldn't, like, drive or, you know, like, your parents, like, drop you off at the movies. Like, I saw a lot of movies then, but between, like, work and, like, all your friends having different schedules, like, movies, I don't know. But then I will not watch a movie alone. Like, I won't do it. I think the last movie I watched alone, like, full movie, was, like, fucking The Boy in the Striped Pajamas when I was, like, 16. Which is a fucking mistake, because that movie's so fucking sad and just will rip your soul out. And, like, if you want to fucking feel horrible for, like, a week, watch that movie. It is so sad. It is, oh my god, fuck. Who was I just talking to that, like, only saw the ending and didn't know it was... I feel like it was Devin. That might not have been true, but that fucking movie is so sad. But anyway, I don't know. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen, and all my friends are like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And, like, I don't know. I don't like watching movies alone. I like watching series alone. Like, I'll start a series because I like to binge series, but it's, like, a movie is a lot of commitment. Like, a whole... I don't know. Maybe I'm just, like... I think I'm lazy. Like, even with new artists, most of the time when I watch... Like, I always think I'm not gonna like anything new. It's so weird. Like, Lana, for instance. When I first heard Lana, I didn't like her. That's the tea. I did not like her. I thought... I mean, I ended up really liking some of her songs. But when I saw her... Like, I had this like, prejudice, I guess, about her. Like, I thought that she was going to be horrible live. Like, she is, like, just good on, you know, the track or whatever. Went and saw her. Absolutely. And this was not the recent one. I saw her a long time ago. Not when I just went and saw her in January. But when I saw her in high school, I was like, oh, wow. She is amazing. She performs so well. And it really, after that, I became a Lana stan. I became literally obsessed with her. And most of the people that I do love, like, artist-wise, are really good in concert. because for me, it's, like, about raw talent, I guess. And then, like, it's, like, everyone listening to this is, like, fucking none of the people you listen to are talented. That's not true. Brendan Urie is so fucking talented. Fuck you. Love him. My actual husband. That's the real tea. I literally was driving here and went to the Dunkin' 12 hours ago. Ew, that makes me want to throw up because I'm not even home yet. I don't know why I do this myself. I'm always like, I gotta go to bed early, I gotta go to bed early, blah, blah, blah. And then I don't do that. I make plans, and I go, I mean, I have fun, and I go do shit, and then I get home, and I'm like, fuck. Because I want to go home and watch Riverdale, but I watch one episode, and it's 9. And, like, I mean, I only have a 2-day week. I really can't fucking complain. I don't have to go to work on Wednesday, because it's 4th of July, and then I already don't work Thursday, Friday. And I was gonna maybe ask if I can work, but my manager took the days off, so, like, I'm not gonna work. So that's fucking cool. I don't know what I'm doing all week. But, well, I do know. I know that Saturday I have that thing, and then, I'm, like, upset that I can't go to Warped Tour. The last Warped Tour, like, ever I can't go to because I'm seeing Britney Spears, which is, like, that's better. But I'm pretty sure Crown the Empire is going, and I would want to see them just, like, one more time because I love Crown the Empire. Like, at Kelly, who's not even going to listen to this, but whatever. Who I haven't seen in so long. Rip. My mom misses you, Kelly. That's the real tea. But yeah, I'm almost home and I'm excited because I have to pee. Classic. But yeah. All right, I think it's like probably time. Oh, it's pretty long. Yeah, I'm gonna end this here, and I hope that you guys all enjoyed this TV show talk. So I'll see you next time.